Blog Talk Radio. the power of his mind. Put on the whole armor of the cross, that you may be able to stand in the fire. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Mysteries of the Bible, part number 26. So we're just going to scroll down the international side to see who are joining us, and we'll bring our elder in, and we'll get something going on it and see what we can get done in part number 26. Let's scroll down the international side and see how many countries have logged in this broadcast. And it reads, all the slots are spilled. You know, and that's a good thing. Got a lot of memos coming in as we speak, too. All right, what's blasting out of New York? New York. Yeah. 113-678. 113-678. What's blasting out of New York? New York on the international side. It's 113-678. And you know, according to these memos, you know, one thing about, like, we come to the network, we have no axe to grind with anybody, but we have chosen to do one thing is tell us the way it is, as it is written. And he makes it plain how we got to do it is, spare not. I'll write that down. That probably come up. Probably come up in the book of Isaiah. And it's Isaiah, you know, it's zeal now. I'm just peeping at Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 58, verse 1. It tells us something in Isaiah 58, verse 1. Yeah, okay. I better make a note of that. I'm good for one piece of zeal. Cry aloud. That's a game changer right there, see, Roy. You cry aloud. So we're going to bring the elder in. We'll see if we can get something going on. 195 international countries. 113-678 is flashing. 113-678. One thing about it, see, Roy, one thing about it, the box tail been lit. The curtain tail went up. So we're going to bring our elder in. We're going to get something going on. We'll get something going on. Remember one thing, that feast day is only weeks away. We'll give you more details on the feast day that's coming up. And it's coming up. So we'll talk about that, you know, shortly. So when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Mr. Chill. Yahuwah bid you there, see you right.
And Yahuwah bless you, see you as well, to see you well. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Oh, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, I have the memos coming in as we speak, so I'm going to do me a little reading because I'm hearing some things. That's why the seer, you know, he keeps some two handkerchiefs with him, and he always have to use them most of the time. So 195 international countries, 113-678, to take your time there, Elder, and we're going to see see which way he wants to go on tape number 26. You on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yaquah Bush is here as well, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And we welcome and thank all of you members for attending our live broadcast. And it looks like we have another outstanding number of people that came to hear the words of Yaquah. 113,678 listeners. Now, that's a lot of people that came to hear the words of Yaquah, and I think that's what you're going to hear. We're going to first give you a little bit of news, which we were working on. And this has to do with, the land of Ham that we know as Africa. So sit tight, and we will start to talk a little bit about, first of all, about T.B. Joshua. He was one of the prophets in Africa. T.B. Joshua, his birth date, he was born June 12th, 1963. They even put down his sign, which is a Gemini. He's known as the Bangalan Joshua. Born in Nigeria, he was a televangelist, a faith healer. His ex-spouse was Evelyn Joshua, and his children was Palmer Joshua and Sarah Joshua. And this information was provided by Princewell on CNN, updated June 6, 2021. In Nigeria, CNN, a prominent Nigerian TV evangelist had died hours after presiding over a program in his Lagos-based megachurch on Saturday. The prophet T.D. Joshua was the founder of the synagogue Megachurch of All the Nations, abbreviated as Shokan, S-C-O-A-N, passed away 1 week before his 58th birthday. His church said in a statement Sunday, on Saturday, the 5th, on June 2021, the prophet T.D. Joshua, he spoke during Emmanuel TV Partners meeting. It was a time for everything. Time to come here for prayer, and a time to return home after the service of T.B. Joshua Ministries. He wrote in a Facebook post, God has taken his servant, prophet T.B. Joshua, home, as it should be by divine will. His last moments on earth were spent in the service of God, which is what he was born for, lived and died for. Joshua's call for death was not stated. Since his rise to prominence in the late 1990s, the popular preacher was renowned for his prophecy teaching and Porter healings and miracles. After that, YouTube shuts down the prominent Nigerian megachurch preacher's channel, and this was done for gay churching claims. Scorn plays a host to a dozen of international guests and local celebrities who visit the worship center for prayers. Emmanuel TV, the broadcast arm of the church, airs in Africa on DTS TV. It's a satellite service that's owned by South African firm MultiChoice. Joshua's ministries and humanitarian outreaches, different parts of the whole world. They're showcased on popular video platform. Joshua was not without controversy in recent weeks. His YouTube channel was deactivated after he posted claims claiming to cure gay members of his congregation for their sexuality. This was among other cures that he had claimed also. In the year 2021, Joshua was listed by Forbes as the third richest pastor in Nigeria, with an estimated worth between 10 and 15 million. However, these claims were denied. The president aside boasted about wealth in the church and sparked corruption probe. In 2014, a building of Scorn Promises collapsed. It actually collapsed, killing more than 100 people, most whom were foreigners in South Africa. Tributes were pouring in following the passing of the famous preacher and Nigerian social commentator. Jephthah Joshua was described as Joshua's death as a big loss to Nigeria. T.B. Joshua is a big loss to Nigeria and an icon of the end of Lagos, especially his church, is one of the major points of the tourist attractions to Nigeria. I can't begin to imagine the impact on his death on business people and the least privileges that in that area. Now, this article was done by CNN, which broadcasted that. Also, covering three churches that collapsed in Nigeria and Ghana. You know, we'll be covering one of these collapsed churches that was owned by T.D. Joshua, which you heard me mention a bit earlier. The church collapsed in Lagos. The toll had risen, and that was published in September 22nd, 2014, by this time BBC News. The building was being extended to accommodate more visitors. The number of deaths in Nigeria's church hosted collapse had risen to 115, including, check this out, they actually separated the people that had been killed. The death had been risen to 115, including 84 South Africans, and 84 South African ministers had said. Well, the worshipers were attending a gathering by Nigerian TV evangelist T.B. Joshua when a building collapsed in Lagos. That was a few days ago. Meanwhile, 25 survivors have returned to South Africa, where they will receive further medical care. Mr. Joshua was one of Nigeria's best-known evangelists and popularity across Africa. At least seven of the dead that they found out were Nigerian. Rescue workers there have been, you know, told to say this. The nationalities of the other victims were not clear. Although they were of the dead, they didn't determine who they were, except for one official, Zimbabwe's Opposition Movement for Democratic Change, whose death was announced a week before. Well, I should say last week. The latest figures were promised by South Africa's minister and the president of the city, whose name was Jeff Rabibi. They had not been confirmed by Nigerian officials. 16 of the wounded were in critical condition, with some having limbs amputated and one developed gangrene in his toes, as was said. 19 members of a medical team, included specialists and doctors and nurses and military paramedics, had been sent to Nigeria to take care of the injured on board a military craft. Well, there was some advertisement about that. Mysteries of Faith is called. Mr. Joshua on Sunday announced, while they had announced plans to travel to South Africa or visit the families of the deceased, "I will be traveling to South Africa to meet with people from South Africa and other nations to find out South Africa's easier probably to visit, and memories of the faith," he told his congregation. Rescue workers have said the building may have collapsed as a result of the construction of additional stores without reinforcing the foundation. Also, Mr. Joshua had blamed the incident on a small plane, which had been circling over the building before it came crashing down Friday, September the 12th, and suggested it was an attempt on his life. Well, I can imagine so. Maybe someone had something to profit out of that, but sometimes knowing things like this, it adds to our knowledge about what happens in other lands. In our land, however, we often hear something about Yao Ming. I kept listening to that. What does Yao Ming mean? Yao Ming, Yao Ming. Yao Ming do this, Yao Ming do that. At first, I thought that was some Chinese official. Later, with laughter, I found out what Yao Ming was when they slowed down. I actually said it slower. It was Yao Men. Oh, my goodness. I had to laugh when I heard that. But anyway, we run into different things like that throughout life. You know, we learn to give praise to Yahuwah in some of the things we do in life. we give praise on the Sabbath day. We can't be like I had said before, Doeg, the Edomite. We don't want to be like that. That's mentioned in the book of Psalms 51, verses 1 through 9. If you read that, you'll find he was a terrible individual. That brings me to mention up the word praise once again, which we spoke on last week before we start our program. Praise. It was determined as the word YHDH, an ancient Semitic original pure form of the word praise. The fourth son of Jacob, which we know as Israel, the tribe of Yada, YHDH, honored the heavens with songs and dances, etymology, and ancient Semitic, no-Semitic Latin or Greek vowels in the ancient dialect of the Semitic nation. So we learned that what that means. And also we learned what the protocol of the Bible, the word how it was given. I guess many of us may know that who listen to our program. But those that don't, the protocol of the Bible is how the word was given from the Father, Yahuwah the Father, to Yahuwah the Son, to the minister spirits, to the seers, to the elders, to minister unto you. And this is why we start by welcoming and thanking all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahuwah's word. Yes, I know. I've heard it many times before. How can you guys get this much out of this one book? The answer to that is, first of all, connecting the books of Yahuwah's word. We even speak about your health, which comes from the book, the foods that you eat from that same book, and also keeping the Sabbath days, which you will find also in that book. We do all this because you have not. This is information that you have came to seek, and now you found that which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Parent time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it says to all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse number 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods that we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And as was mentioned earlier, we do have a calendar. Check that calendar to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. You will find that the calendar is explained in biblical detail by Scripture what the feast days are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. You'll find this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type three words in the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcasts. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe. The spelling is tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject, or related topic answered. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. This will be also for biblical subjects or related topics. We also have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Jacquard and mine. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps. Also, by calling that number, 224-600-5579, we have available for you now, if you'd like, what we call our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel that you can order on DVD. Any particular 12 programs. Now, you'll find out, for those of you that missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15, except Friday's program will be repeated after 10:30. To do this, enter three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, you can listen to any previous day that you would choose to listen. Now, during and after the normal broadcasts, we will be simultaneously transmitting our program on Peltop. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. When you get there, you'll find out this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics we discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel writing Shotgun. At that time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. Well, remember, as we go along, you'll find that today is another day for talking about the word of Yahuwah. And doing this, you'll find nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word and commend it. And I always say that's a good thing. But only following by some casting the same words we listen to behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, taking the meanings totally another way. Along with the noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener. We even have page flippers that look like they're flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but they're completely lost when they're called to speak. They're clearly forgotten with only one man or woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. If anyone ever says they've done even more, they just lie. Now they're doing the work of another, past Jacques' creation. Now that, you'll find, is impossible. So we can continue and what the possibilities of Yahuwah's word will be. I would say keep your Bibles open. Follow along with us because there's a lot of material to cover. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, Elder Mr. Tibb. That's excellent. Very excellent. And that was a good layout on what's going on in Lagos, Nigeria. And that's real nice. So we're just going to see how we can piggyback on that. We're going to see how we can piggyback on what we heard a little bit. Excellent, Elder. So we'll catch you back on the bottom part there, Elder. and get your final thoughts. But right now, we're going to signify Brother Yagda and bring him in. Brother Yagda Israel, tribe of Yagda, bring him in. And we'll see if we, can we get something going on and see if we add on to what we just got through here. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yagda Israel. Yahweh be to see right.
God bless you, see Israel. I see royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, there, Brother Yagda Israel. We got a whole lot on the table. So we just know we're just going to get started. And we'll just see which way it go out. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's start with that, Brother Yagda Israel.
The book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. I'm open up in the book of EZR Radio, Brother Yagda Israel. Tape number 26, we're going to look at EZRA. And we'll look at a statement that's written in verse 18. 4:18. What can we read out of EZRA 18?
The book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4. Verse number 18 reads, Book of Ezra, EZRA, chapter 4, verse number 18. The letter which you sent unto us been plainly read before me.
Mm-hmm. So we got the letter that is plainly written before the six anointed camps of bosses of the true Israelites. We got it, it's plainly, and we're going to see what we can do by looking what it says in the 16th chapter. And once, and what's on the letter, it has from 16 verse 9 written in it, or the book of Acts. We got some 16 verse number 9 written in there, Brother Yahya Israel. 16 verse 9.
The book of Acts.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 16, verse number 9 reads. Acts chapter 16, verse number 9. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us.
Mm-hmm. Come over in Nigeria, Logos, and help us. Come on, but we have to hear exactly where your frame of mind is and where can we have to hear. In the book of Hosea, chapter 5, look at verse 13 and 14. And we're going to precept that to 5:29 in the book of Acts. Kind of work with me a little bit there, Brother Yahya Israel, because we're going to try to shoot it as wiping your eyes at the same time. So we're going to try to shoot it according to 5:13 and 14, then scroll right on down to Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Come on.
The book of Hosea, including the word Joshua, chapter 5, verse 13 and 14 reads, Book of Hosea, including the word Joshua 5, verse 13. It came to pass when Hosea, including the word Joshua, was by Jericho. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him, with his sword drawn in his hand. No shoes. Including the word Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Are you for us or for our adversary? Verse 14. He said, Nay, but as the captain of the host of Yahweh am I now come. No shield fell on his face to the earth, did worship, and said unto him, what said my Yahweh unto his servant.
What says is 5:29 of Acts. What said? Acts 5:29. What says that?
The book of Acts 5, verse 29 reads, then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than men.
And we ought to. We got to obey Yahweh. We got to obey Yahweh rather than man. That's what we got to do. That's where it starts at. So that's where it starts at. You got to obey Yahweh rather than man. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Look at 13 chapter verse 4 down to verse 11 and 18. We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 13, 4 down to verse 11 and 18. See, the man or woman of Yahweh have to obey Yahweh. And where you obey Yahweh in is what you can read out of his word. Let's see what it says in Deuteronomy 13, verse 4 through 11 and verse 18.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse number 4 through 11. Verse number 18. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse number 4. You shall walk after the Yahweh your Yahweh and keep his Torah instructions, commandments, and obey his voice. You shall serve him and cleave unto him. Verse number 5. That shepherd or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your Yahweh, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, the land of bondage, and redeemed you out of the land of bondage to thrust thee out of the way which Yahweh your Yahweh commanded thee to walk in, so shalt thou put the evil away from the midst of you. Verse number 6. If thy brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is as thine own self, cast thee secretly sin, let us go and serve other false Yahweh, which thou hast not known, you nor your father. Verse 7, name ye the false Yahweh of the people which are round about you, nigh unto you, afar off from you, from the one end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Verse 8, thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shall thy spirit, neither shall thou conceal him. Verse 9, thou shalt surely kill him, thy hand shall be first upon him, to put him to death. Not the words of the hand of all the people. Verse 10, thou shalt stone him with stone that he died, because he has sought to thrust thee away from Yahweh your Yahweh, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, land of bondage. Verse 11, and all Israel hear in fear shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Verse 18, thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahweh to keep his Torah instructions, which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of Yahweh your Yahweh.
See, we got to always remember one thing. Don't let emotions get in the way of the truth. Always make sure you obey the mighty one, Yahweh. That's what we obey. This is our precept chapter 18, chapter the same book of Deuteronomy. And we'll look at verse 15 down to verse 22. You always obey Yahweh. Whatever circumstance it is, might be your loved one, supposed to one to you. Make sure your decision is what Yahweh got ready. That's a game changer. When he turn the heat up on you, make sure you make your decision. I'm going to stick by the decision of what I can read out of the Bible. In 18 chapter of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15 on verse 22, let's talk about it a little bit, brother. You got to die, Israel.
Book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse number 15 through 22 read. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse number 15 read. Deuteronomy 18, verse 15. Yahweh, your Yahweh, will raise unto you a seed from the midst of you, of your brothers, like unto me. Unto him you shall hurt. Verse 16. According to all that thou desire of Yahweh, your Yahweh and Horeb, in the day of the assembly, say, let me not hear again the voice of Yahweh, my Yahweh. Ye let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. Verse 17. Yahweh said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. Verse 18. I will raise them up a seal from among their breath, like unto you, and I will put my words in his mouth, speak unto them all that I shall command him. Verse number 19. It shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of them. Verse 20. But the seer, the shepherd, which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of false Yahweh, even that shepherd shall die. Verse 21. If thou say in thy mind, how shall we know the word which Yahweh have not spoken? Verse 22. When a shepherd speaketh in the name of Yahweh, if the thing follow not, it will come to pass. That is the thing which Yahweh have not spoken, but the shepherd has spoken it presumptuously. Thou shalt not be afraid of him.
So he's saying now, once you say something out the mouth, that means if it come to pass, Yahweh are with it. If it don't come to pass, that means he did not send you to do jack. In the second book of Maccabees, chapter 3, 1 through 5, and skip down to verse 20 to 26. Let's go to the second book of Maccabees, chapter 3, 1 through 6. Then we'll skip down to 22 to 26. No, we'll make it 20. Make the business. We'll pull you back off after we get our points. After you pick it up at verse 22, we'll read down till we get our point. That's what we do. We'll read down as we lay this foundation on this tape. In the book of second book of Maccabees, chapter 3, 1 through 6, and pick up verse 22. We'll see how good it sounds all the way down a little bit. Then we know when to break in there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So take your time and see what it says in 2 Maccabees chapter 3, 1 through 6, then skip down to verse 22, and we'll stretch out from there. You on the clock, come on.
The book of 2 Maccabees chapter 3, verse number 1 through 6, verse number 22 reads, book of 2 Maccabees chapter 3, verse number 1. And when the righteous city was inhabited, thou peace, for instructions were kept very well, because of the Yahwehness of Onesimus, the high priest, his hatred of wickedness. Verse number 2. It came to pass that even the kings themselves did honor the place and magnified the temple with their best gifts. Verse number 3. And so much that Seleucus, king of Asia, of his own revenues bear all the costs belonging to the service of the sacrifice. Verse 4. The one Simon of the tribe of Benjamin, who was made governor of the temple, fell out with the high priest about disorder in the city. Verse number 5. When he could not overcome Onesimus, he got him to Apollonius, the son of Tarsus, who then was governor over Cilicia, and Phoenicia. Verse 6. And told him that the treasury in Yahdai Judah, including the word Jerusalem, was full of infinite sums of money, so that the multitude of their riches, which did not pertain to the account of the sacrifice, was innumerable, that it was possible to bring all the king's hands. Verse number 22. Then they called upon the Almighty Yahweh to keep the things committed of trust safe and sure with those that had committed them. Verse 23. Nevertheless, Heliodorus, executed that which was decreed. Verse 24. As he was there present himself with his guard about the treasury, Yahweh's spirit and the prince of all power caused a great apparition so that all that presumed to come in with him were astonished at the power of Yahweh, fainted, and was sore afraid. Verse 25. There appeared unto them a horse with a terrible rider upon him. The door was a very fair cover. He ran fiercely and smote at Heliodorus with his forefeet, and it seemed that he that sat upon the horse a complete harness of gold. Verse 26. Moreover, two other young men appeared before him, notable in strength, excellent in beauty, and comely in apparel. He stood by him on either side and scourged him continually, and gave him many sore stripes. Verse 27. The Heliodorus fell suddenly into the ground and was compassed with great darkness. But they that were with him took him up and put him into a litter. Verse 28. Thus him that lately came with a great train, with all his guard into the said treasury, and carried out, being unable to help himself with his weapon, manifestly they acknowledged the power of Yahweh. Verse 29. For he by the hand of Yahweh was cast down, lay speechless without all hope of life. Verse 30. But they praised Yahweh and had miraculously honored his own place. For the temple, which a little afore was full of fear and trouble, when the Almighty Yahweh appeared, filled with joy and gladness. Verse 31. Then straightway certain of Heliodorus' friends prayed Onesimus that he would call upon the Most High to grant him his life, who lay ready to give up the ghost spirit. Verse number 32. So the high priest, suspecting least the king should misconceive that some treasury had been done to Heliodorus by Yahdai Judah, offered a sacrifice for the health of the man. Verse 33. Now as the high priest was making an atonement, the same young man in the same clothing appeared and stood beside Heliodorus and said, give on essence the high priest great thanks, so much as for his sake, Yahweh have granted thee life. Verse 34. Seeing that thou hast been scourged from heaven, declare to all men the mighty power of Yahweh. And when they had spoken these words, they appeared no more. Verse 35. The Heliodorus, after he had offered sacrifice unto Yahweh, made great vows unto him, and had saved his life. Suleiman Onesimus turned with his host to the king. Verse 36. Then testify he to all men the works of the great Yahweh, which he had seen with his own eyes. 37. When the king asked Heliodorus, who might be a fit man to be sent yet once again to Yahweh Judah, southern kingdom, he said, verse 38, if thou hast any enemy or traitor, send him thither. Thou shalt receive him well scourged. If he escape with his life, when that place, no doubt, there is a special power of Yahweh. Verse 39.
Hold that part right there. That's some good reading there, Brother Yahdai. Yes, that's some good reading. But back up and give me 33, 34, and 38 one more time there, Brother Yahdai Israel. 2 Maccabees 3, verse number. Now back up when, give me that one verse when the two ministers of spirits stood on both sides of him and put a little scourge on him. Well, then we'll skip down to verse 33, 34, and 38. I'll bag him, give me that one verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel, where the two, while he was talking that talk to the man of Yahweh, two ministers of spirits came and stood beside him and done something to him. Let's pick that verse up right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. That was one here right there. Come on.
The book of 2 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse number 24. as he was there present himself, with his guard about the treasury, Yahweh's spirit and the prince of all power caused a great apparition so that all that presumed to come in with them were astonished at the power of Yahweh and fainted, was so afraid.
Mm-hmm. You can't read when they came down there and the two ministering spirits stood on both sides of him. And that's what I want the two ministering spirits there, Brother Yahweh Israel. When he was talking his talk, then there appeared two ministering spirits. Nobody could see it, but the one that was talking that talk, he got a chance to feel the power of Yahweh on his left side and his right side. Let's talk about that, Brother Yahweh Israel, or what we can read.
Verse number 25. For there appeared unto them a horse with a terrible rider upon him, adorned with a very fair company. He ran fiercely and smote at Herodotus with his 4 feet, and it seemed that he had set upon the horse a complete harness of gold. Verse 26. Moreover, two other young men appeared before him, notable in strength, excellent in beauty, and comely in apparel, who stood by him on either side, discouraged him continually, gave him many sore stripes.
Mm-hmm. That'll be on verse 26. He says, two messenger spirits came and stood next to him on, he had something to say about the seer. So the two messenger spirits came and stood next to him and taking care of him real good. Now let's get down to verse 33, 34, and 38. Let's see what he says in verse 33. There, Brother Yahweh Israel, 33, 34, and 38.
The book of 2 Maccabees 3, verse 33, 34, and verse 38 reads. Book of 2 Maccabees 3, verse 33. As the high priest was making an atonement, the same young men in the same clothing appeared and stood beside Herodotus, saying, give Onesimus, the high priest, great thanks, insomuch as for his sake, Yahweh has granted thee life. Verse 34, and seeing that thou hast seen scourge from heaven, declaring to all men the mighty power of Yahweh. When they spoke these words, they appeared no more. Verse 38, thou hast any enemy or traitor, and him thither, and thou shalt receive him well scourged, if he escape with his life. For in that place, no doubt, there is a special power of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. And a precept there in Sirach chapter 4 there, Brother Yahweh Israel. And see, you look down to verse 6 and 7. It tells you something that you ought to do. And Sirach chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. What can say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach chapter 4, verse 6, verse 7 reads. Book of Sirach 4, verse 6. For if he curse thee in the bitterness of his soul, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him. Verse 7. Get thyself the love of the congregation and bow thy head to great men.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Now I want to get back to what was on that little foundation was laid by him to put on the table. So he put it back on the table. Now, so we find out that T.B. Joshua, he got a mega church called the Synagogue Church of All Nations in Cape Town, Nigeria, in Lagos. Big mega church. You got a big mega church there. In the book of Acts there, Brother Yahweh Israel, let's go to the 12th chapter. And Peter, verse 5. 5 down to verse 8. Let's see what it says in Acts chapter 12, verse 5 down to verse 8. What does it say, 5 down to verse 8?
The book of Acts chapter 12, verse number 5 through 8 reads, book of Acts chapter 12, verse number 5. Acts chapter 12, verse number 5. Peter therefore was kept in prison. The prayer was made without ceasing of the congregation unto Yahweh for him. Verse 6. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keeper before the door kept the prison. Verse 7. Behold, the angel, minister spirit of Yahweh, came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. He smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Verse number 8. The minister spirit said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thyself. So he did. He said unto them, cast thy garment about thee and follow me.
Is it cast that what? What did he say? Cast what?
Cast your garment about thee and follow me.
Cast that garment and follow me. Now that will come back up later on, but those who sit them on the camp, here's the minister spirit told him, he said, cast that garment and follow me. That's what he said. He said, cast that garment and follow me. That's what he said. That's big talk of death. And we will be visiting that a little bit later, but that's what he said. Cast that garment and follow me. Now, let's run over here to cast that garment and follow me. Look at Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 1, 2, and 5. Ezekiel 14, 1, 2, and 5.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 5 reads. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse number 1. He came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and sat down before me. Verse 2. The word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse number 5, that I may take the family of Israel in their own mind, because they are all estranged from me through their idols.
He said, all of them is estranged from me through their idols. You know what he said? He said, all of the children of Israel is strange from me through the eye. The children of Israel was no Christian. It was not a Christian. They were not Muslims. They were not Jews. They was not black Hebrew Israelites. They was not that, see, right? So they are strange from me because of what they have picked up. Make them strange for me. Now, the Mr. Spirit told Peter to get that garment right and come on and follow me. That's what he told Peter. Next God, get that garment right, and now you can come on and follow me. That's what he said to Peter. Now, and we got to never forget what Yahweh says in 7 verse 6 of St. John. What he said in 7 verse 6 there, Brother Yahdai Israel, of St. John?
The book of St. John 7, verse number 6 reads, St. John 7, verse 6. The Yahweh the Son said unto them, my time is not yet come, but your time is always ready.
Always ready. He said, your time is always ready. He said, that's why he said, your time always ready. Take nothing for granted because your time is always ready. Let's run to our First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 40. Let's see what it says in 4, verse 40.
The book of Second Chronicles, chapter 4, verse number 40 reads. Book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 4, verse number 40. 2 Chronicles 4, verse 40 reads, Second Chronicles 4, verse 40.
Well, make it first. Back it up, brother. Y'all got Israel. That was it. Make it first then. Next. First Chronicles 4:40.
The book of First Chronicles.
We're going to precept that to 49:11 in the book of Psalms. Excellent, that brother Yahgai Israel. That was an extra pick them up right there. First Chronicles 4 verse 40. Then precept that to 49:11 for the book called Psalms.
The book of First Chronicles chapter 4. For some of 40 weeks. They found fat pastures and good. The land was wide and quiet, peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelt there of old.
Mm-hmm. So they of Ham dwelt there of old. And who is the day of Ham dwelt there of old in Genesis 10:6? Can you tell me who is the day of Ham that dwelt there in old? What it says in 10 verse 6 of the book called Genesis. Who are these of old that dwelt there by name? 10 verse 6.
The book of Genesis 10 verse 6 reads, and the sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim, Phut, and Canaan.
So we have no problem if we read that First Chronicles whenever we in another meeting or whatever, and we put the names in right away, and because now you know who the day is. So the day that's supposed to be in the land of Ham is the name you just got through read. So whoever in the land of Ham, if you're not the descendants of Ham, which is Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan, then you don't belong there. You don't belong there. So if you end up there, it must be for a reason, from another reason. Because that's who belongs there. They are old belongs there. So if anybody there is claiming that, they have to be they of Ham. So the four areas that's located in that area is called Hamitic land, and it belongs to the four sons of Ham. So whatever going on in there, the land law of that area belongs to me. To make all the statements according to Yahuwah is the four sons of Ham. And that's who belongs in that land. So if you were in that land, you got to find out what the reason you in that land. And let's run through the 10th chapter of Romans and see if we look at 1, 2, 3. Let's find out, because a lot of things going on in that land. And let's see what Paul says in 10, 1, 2, 3 of the book of Romans.
Book of Romans, chapter 10. Verse number 1, 2. Verse number 3 reads. Book of Romans chapter 10. Verse number 1. Brothers, sisters, my mind, desire, and prayer to Yahuwah for Israel is that they might be saved. Verse number 2. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Yahuwah, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3. For they being ignorant of Yahuwah's righteousness, Torah instructions, going about to establish their own righteousness, and not submitted themselves unto the righteousness, Torah instruction of Yahuwah.
He said, Israel, they have a tendency to have a zeal for some Yahuwah. Israel do. But their zeal is not according to knowledge. But they got a zeal for it. See, we got a zeal for some Yahuwah. But guess what? It's not according to knowledge. What do we say is in the book of Isaiah 65:15? We got a zeal for some Yahuwah, but not according to knowledge. What it says in, and when you don't have knowledge, let's see what the next thing going to happen in 65 verse 15 of Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah 65 verse 15 reads, you shall leave your name for a curse unto my choke. Yahweh shall slay you and call his servant by another name.
He said you're going to leave your name for a curse. Now what you going to do? Let's run to the book. Let's stick with what we all can probably work together with. Let's go to Babylon 10:2. He said, now what's going to happen to you? You're going to leave your name for a curse name. Is that what's going to happen to you? You're going to leave your name for a curse. We're going to page 122 out of the book called Babylon 10:2. And we'll pick it up on, what do we find out right now? What did it say again in that 49:11 of Psalms? It made a profound statement in 49:11. What do you say there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Then we can be clearly, because when we make statements, we be able to bag it up by knowing what it says in 49:11 in the book of Psalms.
The book of Psalms, chapter 49, verse number 11 reads, Psalm 49, verse number 11. Their inward thought is that their house shall continue forever. Their dwelling place to all generations. They call their land after their own name.
So, and you call your land after your own name. So that's how you call whatever land you at. Your land got to be your name. What does it say in 4:26 of Galatians?
The book of Galatians, chapter 4, verse number 26 reads. Book of Galatians 4, verse number 26. But Yahdai Judah, through the word Jerusalem, which is above is free, which is the mother of us all.
So the mother of the land of the peoples of Israel is Israel. That's your motherland. The all means the whole 12 tribes. That is your motherland. So if you are a member of the 12 tribes of Israel, in your, give me a word there, Brother Yahdai, when you have your ministry going, in your, give me a word that you're supposed to bring to the table to the people that you stand before, that the motherland of the peoples of Israel, it is the land of Israel. And let me get a precept out of that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let me get a precept. Let me make sure. Got to get a precept out there by going to the book of Matthew. We need a precept on that. Get a precept on that. So when you stand before your congregation, you're supposed to remind the peoples of your congregation that your land is the land of Israel. That's where your land is. And they're supposed to know that, see, right? When you stand before Yahweh. Now, in the book of Matthew, let's see what it says over here in the second chapter. We try to give us a precept. In the second chapter, verse 21.
The book of Matthew.
Matthew 2:21.
The book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 21 reads, he arose and took the young child and his mother, came into the land of Israel.
See, right? So Yahweh's son was up under the banner of his mother and father, and they brought him to the land of Israel. He came out of Mizraim. He had to hide out for a minute because we got into that, but we didn't get into that. All that seek your life is dead. So now you can take him on back to the land of Israel. So that is where you from, the land of Israel. So when you stand before your people, you have to make sure, and the land is called, and the land you from is after your name. Your name. Now let's run to 120 of the book called Babylon Timbuktu, page 120, where it talks about the west, north, east, west, ham, polluted for Africa. Let's see what it says over here on this west coast of the land of ham, polluted word called Africa. Let's pick it up right there and let's read a little bit and see what we can get out of it, Brother Yahdai Israel. We want to get a little reading out of this because we're laying a little foundation down. And what it says in Psalms 11, verse 3, about that, what I just said, Psalms 11, verse 3, what it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 11, verse number 3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous Torah instruction keepers do?
So if you don't have your foundation, and you stand before the congregation of the children of Israel, you can have a zeal to do this thing, but you got to make sure you do it in knowledge. You may have a great zeal to do this thing, but you got to do it in knowledge. And like we said, Nate, we're not on anybody. On the side we on is the side of YHWH. What the Bible say, that what we do, and the way we do it is 58 verse 1 of Isaiah. And the way we operate is 58 verse 1 of Isaiah. This is how we operate upon the spirit of Yahuwah. Isaiah 58 verse 1.
Because Isaiah 58, verse number 1 reads, Isaiah chapter 58, verse number 1. Cry aloud, spare not, lift up your voice like a trumpet, and show my people their sin, and the family of Israel their sin.
And when you precept that to Michael, they have to be told soundly when you stand before them in your mega churches. You gotta tell them what the Bible's saying in Micah chapter 2, verse number 10. In Micah chapter 2, verse 10, you tell them what the Bible say. That's a game changer, see, right? Tell them what the Bible say. And what do the Bible say in 2, verse 10 of Micah?
The book of Micah chapter 2, verse number 10 reads, book of Micah chapter 2, verse number 10. Micah chapter 2, verse 10. Arise you and depart, for this is not your rest. Because it is polluted, it shall destroy you, even with a sword destruction.
Mm-hmm. He said, arise and tell the peoples that is in a land that is not theirs. This is not your rest. This land is going to destroy you. And when you heard the elder in the early part of the broadcast, he laid it out plainly about the collapsing of a lot of things. He laid it out, and like I said, those are the six anointed camps. If you miss the beginning of the lesson, you'll miss a whole lot. And I hate to see you out there with only half of the information. Somebody got to have all the information. So when the broadcast kicked off, the elder laid it out plainly on what we all can read together. And we know the majority of the six anointed camps did not catch none of that. And that was the foundation of what we're on right now. So it's very important to be prepared. To be prepared, see, right, because you're going to be on the clock. And like what's on the table right now. So we find out that when you stand before the peoples of the book. You have to let them know this is not your rest. This is not your rest. So whatever happened here is not your rest, that you want to get the Almighty to intervene. Because he made it plain in the book of Jubilees. He made it plain in Jubilees. Something there, bro. He made it plain. This is what he told Noah. Noah made it plain to what it says in 9:18 or the book of Genesis before we go there. What does it say in 9:18?
Book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse number 18 reads. Book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse number 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the earth was Shem, Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan.
Mm-hmm. So there's three boys here, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And we want to clear something along the way. That when you talk about the migration of the children of Israel, the one that have zeal for knowledge, but not according to knowledge. Because you make too much emphasis on a word. Hope I say it right. You know how I get more calls on, see, you didn't pronounce that word right. So what? What I'm saying, what that word I'm saying, Brother Yach, make it plain for them, Brother Yach, don't you, Israel? They make too much or what?
Emphasis? Yeah, that's good.
that's good. On zeal. See, they make a lot on zeal. And then they make a lot of statements, and we have to kind of let you get on out there, and then we know where you're staying at. Now, to clear up something, because all tells the story about where they came from, but they tell it lightly up on the Christianity, because they don't want to offend no one up on the Christianity. Matter of fact, now, I got that, but I got to go back now and pull back up my memo. Now, see, you cannot spell the fence and just say it's Jaguar, because he'll test you on what you're working with. Yeah. Let's see what we're working with now. You got the church prophet T.B. Joshua, the Son of God, and Emmanuel Church of All Nations in Cape Town. All Nations. The Christian Church. The people's is located at the church is around Lagos, L-A-G-O-S, Nigeria. They is from the Yoruba tribe. But it's no such thing as the Yoruba tribe. That's the name that they received. But we read already the lesson in 65, verse number 11. At 65:15, you will leave your name for a curse. Now, the Yoruba tribe, Y-O-R-U-B-A, is the tribe. That's what they have been told they are, the Yoruba tribe. Now, when you go back and research the Yoruba tribe, you're not going to run into nothing in Exodus chapter 1 through 7. See, Yoruba, now we're gonna be like a Berean in 17:11. We're gonna run this word down, and the first one, since you're from the Yoruba tribe and you of the Yoruba tribe, That means if I dealt a 17-11 check on Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, his boys, so I should run into that name, Yerupal. Let's see if we run into that name called Yerupal right here. And then we're going to find out then what name both is. We'll find that on the way after we go to Exodus 1-1 and just take it out of verse 7. And soon you get, soon we find the word called Yerupal tribe that came from Northeast Africa. Soon as you find a tribe that came from Yerupal history, they say they came from Northeast Africa. They said, Northeast Africa, they said, we know where we came from. We came from Northeast Africa. And when we was ran out of our land, we stopped in Yemen. When we was ran out of Yemen, we stopped off at Zimbabwe, ran out of Zimbabwe. Then we got down to Nigeria. And that's that, because we can trace our history. From Yemen, first stop, the next stop was, we can trace, see if we can trace our history to Zimbabwe. So we want to build up what was in Zimbabwe. Then once we got hemmed up there, then we got down to Nigeria. So we can trace ourselves back, and we are the Yoruba tribe. That's okay. Nice. Now, we going to find out a process of elimination by going to Exodus chapter 1. And what it says in Job 8 verse 8, just get warmed up. What it says in Job 8 verse 8?
Book of Job chapter 8 verse number 8 reads, Book of Job 8 verse number 8, who inquire praise of the former age, prepare yourself to the search of your fathers.
Mm-hmm. So the Yerupal tribe, you got to search for your fathers. See, you got a name called Yerupa tribe, but we're going to find out, now we're going to search and find out your fathers. Now you raise your hand up when we hear your fathers, because you're going to search for Yerupa that came out of Northeast Africa, that went to Zimbabwe. It went to Yemen first, then stopped in Yemen, then went to Zimbabwe and built all them temples over there. Then we got down to Nigeria, and out of that big, and then a lot of them went from there to South Africa. And that's where you find a one that's called the Zulus. You know, you watch the movie called Zulu. They end up in the Zulus over there, because their records will tell you, once you do the research, they kept the dietary law and everything else. Everything is written in the first five books that was on top of it. So when you read, so now when you watch Zulu, you know, with the Zulu in the 1800s and all that, that's what you understand. That is an Israelite tribe that went from there, and they end up in Nigeria, from South Africa to Nigeria. So from Nigeria, you went over there in Logos, and you are Yerupa tribe, and the Yerupa tribe called themselves. He said, although we call Yerupa tribe, but we are descendants of Ephraim. We are descendants from Ephraim. That's what we call the sons of Ephraim. So, you know, sons of Ephraim, that's who Yerupa tribe is. But the sons of Ephraim got a name. And we're going to find out in Exodus chapter 1 who is the father of the sons of Ephraim. Ephraim, which is called the, what do they call that name? Yerupa. Y-O-R-U-B-A. See, one thing about it, see, right? This is a great meal. And but you got to eat it here. we better put you on the right track. Let's find out who is the Yeruba's father. Because you say y'all are the sons of Ephraim. Okay, good. Now I got to pull a rabbit out of here, man. Hold that part. Hold that part, Brother Yakdai. Let's wrap you up, Genesis 41 first. Let's get warmed up. We'll tie this all in way back here. See, that's how this book operates. This book will just tell you. This big mouth book. It tell you everything. You got the right spirit on you. Because when you jump down and just say words, you got some that'll say, okay, well, we got people that according to the book. Now we're looking at in the 41st chapter there, Brother Yahshua Israel. We'll look at the 41st chapter, pick at verse 49. And let's see exactly we tie all this in. Now remember, your Yoruba tribe. They said, and that's the name they gave us, Yoruba. That's what we pass on. We from the Yoruba tribe. We're going to find out if that name exists. But really, you know, we are descendants of Ephraim. That's what we are. We are Ephraimites. That's why I said, see, right, children of Israel is 1,000 million. Just as many as you think that came over into Cuba and the other man called Cuba and Puerto Rico is more over here in the land when you read Zephaniah 3:20, which you'll read too. But see, we got laid out just plainly because we're not on nobody's side. We're going to show you what the Bible's saying. And after you make a judgment to the Bible, we know it's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock in the morning when we come on at 6 o'clock. But we everywhere y'all is. But we got a zeal for the Mighty One, but we got now a tie of zeal in with the knowledge. And that's what we come on and give you, the knowledge part of it. Let's find out about in 41, 49 of Genesis, 41, pick up verse 49, and we'll read down to 51. That's all we need. That brother Yahshua Israel.
The book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 49 through 51 read. Book of Genesis.
Tell you what, just read on 49 and 51. We'll just get back to it. 49 and 51.
The book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 49 and 51 read. Genesis 41, verse 49. Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh. For Yahweh said, he had made me forget all my talk and all my father's house.
Read 52 there. Thank you, Brother Yahweh Israel. So we got Joseph having a son called Manasseh. Joseph, his son named Manasseh. 52.
Verse number 52. In the name of the second called he Ephraim. Yahweh has called me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction.
Mm-hmm. So now we're going to find out Ephraim and Manasseh, but we just going to beat it a little bit. Now we're going to exit chapter 1. So now, listen, the tribe over there in the western part of the world, which is the western part of Ham, called Africa. The Yoruba tribe, since you plainly say that you are descendants of Manasseh, that's a good thing. Manasseh got, Ephraim. He got a brother called Manasseh, and they got a father called Joseph. Now, Joseph, we got to read who is the father of Ephraim in Exodus chapter 1. Let's see, will it be Aruba or will it be Joseph? We're going to find out by doing the research. Exodus chapter 1 down to verse number 7. Let's see what name going to pop up. Exodus chapter 1 down to verse 7.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1. Verse number 1 reads, Exodus chapter 1, verse 1. Now these are the names of the family of Israel, which came into Egypt. Every man in his family came with Jacob. Verse 2, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Verse 3, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin. Verse 4, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all of the people that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 people, for Joseph was in Egypt already.
And we just read that too. So now what you gonna do with that? You gonna 65:15. Now what you gonna do? Now remember, we read in 10th chapter, Israel got a zeal for some the mighty one, Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. Now what you gonna do? When we read this verse right here, 65, verse 15. All you want to stand before the peoples out there in these mega churches on the west coast of the land of Ham. We read in 1 Chronicles 4, verse number 40. That's what the land name is. You got to find the father. So let's find out, is the Rupa is the father of Manasseh and Ephraim, or is it Joseph? Now, which one is going to be? Look what it says in 65:15.
The book of Isaiah, 65, verse 15 reads, you shall leave your name for a curse unto my children, for Yahweh shall slay you, call his servant by another name.
Is that it? So now what are you going to do is you're going to continue to teach Yerupa, which is polluted for Joseph. Since you claim to be descendants of Ephraim, which is true, you're descendants of Ephraim, but you have to have more information on, see, you got to have more information on Ephraim. Then now you understand the land over there is not your land, because that's Ham's land and his four boys. So now Yahweh said something big time about that in the book, about in somebody else's land. So now you clear that you are from Ephraim. Yerupa, or let it stay there and say Yerupa, polluted for Joseph. And how you prove it? By going to Exodus chapter 1 and read what came out of Israel's loins was them 12 boys. That what came out of his loins. So those that's over there in Yerupa, I mean over there in Nigeria, understand one thing. The Yerupa tribe have a zeal for knowledge. They have a zeal for, help me out. They got a zeal for what, Brother Yahdai Israel? They got a zeal for what? They got a zeal for what? What do they talk about Israel got a zeal for the mighty one? Thank you, that Brother Yahdai Israel. They got a zeal for the mighty one, but not according to knowledge. See, it got to be a ministry now to show you that when the elder read earlier, it was no coincidence what he read earlier in the beginning of the show. And anytime you have cocky and miss the beginning of something, you'll never have the conclusion of anything by coming in. It's like going watching a movie. You're going to go in the movie and the movie's already had going on. In fact, you got a conclusion of it. No, you ain't got the foundation of it. So you're always going to be had. So that's why you got to always understand one thing. You never know what's going to say it. And you miss one word, you miss a lot. Because what we teach from the Sixth Anointing Camp is spirit-led understanding about how to get the Almighty to get into what we own. and you ain't gonna get in what? Heal until you get on what? Heal. That sounds pretty good. So now, so we find out, what we read that Brother Yagdai is. What we read?
We just read Exodus 1, 1 through 5.
Okay, good. We're going to the book of Jubilees now. And we want to tighten up something because, see, you sit around your great big congregation and you make statements, and we're gonna show you something that's rich. See, we don't tell you nothing. We take great notes on you. We only tell you what we can read, and we stand behind only what we can read. And we on nobody's side. We on the Bible's side. So now, in Genesis chapter, this is what he says, page 48, chapter 9, and we'll pick up with this dark letters talking about a blessing. What are these dark letters talking about this blessing about? What's going on here, Brother Yagdai Israel? What's going on with this blessing stuff? Come on.
The book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse number 14. Noah blesses. Jubilee 9, verse 14.
Excellent.
Jubilee 9.
Verse 14. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Welcome. Hey, Brother Yagdai Israel, welcome me just a little bit now. Welcome me just a little bit. You know, I get excited all the time. And some dust says, Yahweh, you know, I'm always getting excited because, like I said, this is a great meal. It ain't no accident. What it says over here in Noah's blessing. Come on there, Brother Yahweh Israel.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 9, verse 14. Thus the sons of Noah divided unto their sons in the presence of Noah their father. He bound them all by an oath, imprecating a curse on everyone that should not, you know, everyone that sought to seize the portion which had not fallen to them by their lot. Verse 15. They all said, so be it, so be it, for themselves and their sons forever, throughout their generations, to the day of judgment, which Yahweh shall judge them with the sword and with fire, for all the unclean wickedness of their errors, or when they have filled the earth with sin, transgression, uncleanness, fornication, and sin.
Mm-hmm. And what is their name again in 9:18? So he said, now this thing is given to Noah's three sons, and what's their name according to 9:18 of Genesis? What's their name?
The book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse number 18 reads, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the earth with Shem and Japheth.
Mm-hmm. And of these three sons was the whole earth overspread. That's the ball game right there. Of these three sons, so if you didn't come out of these three sons, you don't exist. So you will be a trace wherever you at to one of these three sons, and everybody was given a piece of now let's go to. Let's run and find out something because I want to take care of something because they love to overemphasize, and I'm a great note taker. But like I said again, those out there in Nigeria, out there around Locust, and a whole most spot that we'll take care of, maybe in tomorrow's lesson. You know, you wide-eyed and bushy tail. But like I said, we're not on nobody's side. But we're going to tell you what does says Yahweh. Now, when you talk about your homeland, we've read already in 4:26, what is your homeland here? But this is what it tells you to make sure you're clear about something. And page 52, and pick it up what it says above verse 28. What happened above 28?
The book of Jubilee.
Yes, sir. Chapter 10, read above, verse 28. What do we say?
The book of Jubilee. Chapter 10, page 52. Canaan illegally takes land.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. He illegally take land. Illegally take land. Hold that point there. In Genesis, the ninth chapter, what says about that? See, like I said again, what says about that part? It says something. You illegally take land. What do it says about that? Illegally take land. Well, I'll make the seventh chapter there. So, y'all get it. What does that mean by you illegally take land? I'm struggling. I was trying to find out what that means about if you illegally take land. Can you, in the ninth chapter, read verse 1 there. 1 and 7 and 8. 1, 7 and 8. One, seven, eight. And I'd be in Proverbs waiting on you. 1, 7, and 8. You know, I'm going to run to Proverbs and be waiting on you. We're just getting warmed up, Brother Yachdai Israel. We're trying to get warmed up because, you know, you might have paddled this the one way. You say, okay, yeah, that sounds good. You was having this a long time when you said, but that ain't the way I want to go. Nah. That ain't the way I want to go. You gonna follow what I got on the table? Yeah, what am I going to do? So everything we come up with now, I don't have none. It's in writing. Well, I got it in writing. I can't even get to it. 9:1-7:8 says what?
We always
learn something on the way up. We always learn something on the way of learning something. We're going to learn something on the way of learning something. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, 7 and 8 says what?
Book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 1, verse number 7, verse number 8 reads. The book of Genesis 9, verse 1. And Yahweh blessed Noah and his son, and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Verse 7. And you be fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. Verse number 8, Yahweh spake unto Noah and to his son with him, saying.
So this Yahweh blessed him and told him what the word blessing means. And what he said the word blessing means, it be what? Let's see what Yahweh said. Yahweh told, he blessed Noah and his three sons and told him to be what? Upon a blessing, going to do what for them that we can read.
Be fruitful and multiply.
you see what the man say. So when you jump out there and you say, I don't want a blessing. A blessing is a blood ritual. But you got a whole lot of repenting to do behind stuff like that. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33, above Yahdai Israel, why we people something. What it says in Proverbs chapter 3, wise man in the world, he got up in there and he said something in 3:33. On the way of finding something in Proverbs. What did he say in 3:33 and 5:18? 3:33, 5:18, while I'm looking for something there. 3:33, 5:18, back to back. And I'll meet you a little further down the road there. Come on.
Book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 33 reads. Book of Proverbs 3, verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, and he blessed the habitation of the just. Book of Proverbs 5, verse number 18. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth.
He's talking a whole lot of good stuff with that, but that blessing of all, that's big stuff from Yahweh. Don't look like nowhere a blood ritual gonna be coming out your mouth. That's a great big repentance gotta be on the table. So in Proverbs 22, there, Brother Yahdai Israel, look what it says here. What it says in Proverbs 22, verse 28. What it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse number 28 reads. Book of Proverbs 22, verse 28. Remove not the ancient landmark which your fathers have set.
Remove not the ancient landmarks which your fathers have set. So he's telling you, don't do that. How you going to bring somebody in? The ancient mark, the landmarks is what your father set. Noah was the father, and he gave his three boys the father of the four pieces of property. And he's telling you what not to do. Don't remove the landmark. When you migrate, you got to know your name. When you got to know when you in Shem's land, you got to know when you in Ham's land, and you got to know when you in Japhetic land. So when you in their land, you got to remember something. You have to they're not coming to your establishment. Whoever comes on your roof, they got danced by your music. Well, you got danced by my music, or you're not, same thing. So y'all what I'm saying. So when you come into anybody's land, you got promise made to the descendants of them, this is your land. And if anybody comes to your land, have to abide by you, and you cannot strong on their land, now you got them saying things that they can't even read. See, and that's why we say in that 7 verse 6, your time is always, and you never know when your time is, so if you got opportunity to straighten that up, don't let it get away by getting up on the banner by being Christian, Islamic, Jews, Black, Hebrew, Israelites, and all that kind of stuff. Don't get caught up with that. Tell the truth, and the truth is the Bible. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel, I'm studying a little bit in Exodus. I'm trying to get me a precept in Exodus. So you're able to get me a precept because he pulled that verse. He pulled it right out of Exodus. So now, if you can help me get the precept on that. So when he, although he was the wisest man in the world, and what makes you wise, when you go and pull what's already written, that will make you wise. See, you can have a zeal, but not according to Yahweh's knowledge. So now when he said that, don't move the ancient landmarks, he had to pull that from somewhere. So if you got an Exodus there, Brother Yahdai Israel, when he pulled that verse, so he validated in Exodus by pulling that verse. And if you learn how to pull verses, that shuts down all the games there. When you pull a verse and precept it. You say, well, that verse was pulled. Where was the pull at? Then you go and show that. Guess what? The whole place get quiet. Where you going to pull that verse at, Brother Yahdai Israel in Exodus? Come on. Tell me out, Brother Yahdai Israel.
My eyes are not on it in Exodus.
Okay, well, where you want to pull that? We want to pull it out of the first five books. It came from the first five books. So what can you help the old seer out there, Brother Yahdai Israel? Because that verse was pulled out of the first five books on what not to do. Now, you can go to Deuteronomy, you can pull it out. That's true, too. So let's see if we find out where that came from, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Because he don't nobody jump out there, especially when you're a man or woman of Yahweh. You don't jump out there. You know you got to pull verses to validate a verse. And then once you pull that precept on that verse, you know, if they want to bump the guns, go right ahead. So if you don't want to get in Exodus, which I'm starting in Exodus, you can go to Deuteronomy 5. But we want to pull it out. There, Brother Yahdai Israel. So you keep in Exodus. While I keep the flow getting warm and by the bumping the gums, and but you can pull it in Exodus. And I did want to pull it in, I mean Deuteronomy. You got it in Deuteronomy there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yes, sir. Get my eyes on it.
All right, that's what we're talking about. See, that's what we're talking about. And that gonna open the door for me to go another direction on this right here. Now, go ahead.
The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 19, verse number 14, read, "Thou shalt not remove your neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set in thine inheritance."
Mm-hmm. And who was the old time? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So that is the one. And you know what we do? Now let's come. Let's come in and let's correct something over here. So you don't move the old landmark, because land was deeded from heaven to Noah to give to his three sons. You got Shem's land, you got Ham's land, and Japhetic land. And once you know your geographic location, you got to recognize what it says and regardless of what they say now. You got to say, yeah, that sounds good, but do the Bible support what you just got to saying? Let's come back. You already read Canaan illegally take land. Let's find out what happened. Let's get a little bit more on that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Canaan illegally take land. That was what we heard. Let's find out what happened that we all can read. 28. So we're going to get a point out, because this point is directly to Nigeria, Logos, and your Yoruba tribe, descendants of Ephraim. And you find out, they say, well, we're the sons of Ephraim. We are the Yoruba from the, but you got to understand something, see, right? When we done the investigation on Yoruba, we couldn't find it in Exodus 1 through 7. We couldn't find it in Genesis 9:18. So when you say that word Yoruba, you got to put the word called polluted on. You know why we say that? Let's go to EZRA 262. Now let's tell you why. When you go to EZRA 262, this is the reason why you have to put polluted on it, because it's Kaju right here in EZRA 262. We only follow what the Bible says. We ain't on nobody's side. We're gonna tell you, how you can get on Yahweh's side. And 262 says what?
The book of EZRA, Ezra, chapter 2, verse 62 reads, "These sought their registry among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but they were not found. Therefore were they as polluted, put from the priesthood."
You see that? So if your genealogy is not found by the register, you have to pronounce it polluted. So the word called Europa, we could not find that in genealogy. So you have to leave a word there, but you have to pronounce sentence on it called polluted. And it tells you why in the second book of Chronicles why you do so. See, he tells you why. So all you have to do is be in the right ministry. It'll tell you why you have to put that Yoruba polluted. You got to do that. So it'll tell you why. In the second book of Chronicles, now about the ninth chapter, it'll tell you why there. I'm thinking that, Brother Yahdai Israel. I mean, you know, I noticed that I'm struggling, but it tells you in the Chronicle book why you're supposed to do that. Because it tells you around the fifth chapter, First Chronicles, it tells you why. See, remember, in First Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1, it tells you why you're supposed to do these things, see, right? And you six anointed camps, you got to get this right, because you're going to be on the clock. Somebody has to give Bible answers. Yoruba, Northeast Africa, it got to be dealt with. Where's that 9-1? First Chronicles 9:1.
Book of First Chronicles, chapter 9, verse number 1 reads, so all Israel was reckoned by genealogy.
All Israel is reckoned by genealogy. Is no father on Yoruba. Yoruba has no father seed, right? You say you're the sons of Ephraim. Okay, Ephraim is, and Manasseh got a father called Joseph, and Joseph's father named Israel. You see how it is? All Israel is reckoned through genealogy. So wherever you at, DNA is, we read it last night lesson, what that means. We read that in, what that last night lesson? A Monday lesson. We read that. That DNA is what do we read on 1 Timothy 6, verse 20 and 21? So listen to it. You got all these big dignitaries tell you all kinds of things about DNA and everything. Do you know what Paul was raised in the womb to tell you about this DNA testing? What did Paul tell you about the DNA testing? What did he tell you there, Brother Yahdai Israel? DNA testing. Paul was raised from the womb of Yahweh to the father to show what his son left off on. He pick it up and take it forward. What he said about the DNA testing is what that we can read 1 Timothy 20 and 21.
The book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20, verse 21 reads. Book of 1 Timothy 6 verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, born in profane and vain babbling, in opposition of science, falsely so called.
What is science again?
Falsely so called.
Science. Isn't DNA science, do you read? Ain't the scientists came up with DNA? Paul told Timothy that that's going to be the man of Yahweh and Titus. Science is a crapshoot. It's falsely and it's a so-called. Yeah. So you see all them big dignitaries, a big movie star. Oh, I'm from what tribe again? Your DNA say you come from, and they just so happy. Matter of fact, Oprah got so happy she went over there in the west part of Africa, and what she do? She put a whole big stuff together over there. We didn't want to get off into it, because she got so happy about finding where she was from. Through DNA testing. DNA testing is falsely what again? What the word is, Brother Yahdai?
So called.
So it's a crapshoot. It's a crapshoot, see, right? So you want to go on a crapshoot? Or you want to go on Isaiah 40, verse 8? It's up to you. Which one you want to go? You want to go on a crapshoot? Or do you want to go on Isaiah 40, verse 8? What did it say?
The book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8 reads, look at Isaiah. Chapter 40, verse number 8. The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of Yahweh shall stand forever.
Peter pulled 11:125. See, all y'all do pull verses. I don't care how many degrees. I love to see someone come, and we're going to get on that. We're going to get on all the universities over there in Nigeria. We're going to get on every last one of them. Because like I said again, what was said again over there in EZRA 418? I'm going to show you why so. EZRA 418 says what?
The book of Ezra. EZRA chapter 4, verse number 18 reads, the letter which you sent unto us have been plainly read before me.
We got it. We got it plainly. We got it plainly. We got the grief and everything else. But we got to remember, we told you in the book of Hosea, We don't ain't nobody's side. Nate 5:14 of Hosea. Let me tell you something. Nate 5:14. What it say?
The book of Hosea chapter 5. Verse number 14 reads. Hosea 5 verse 14. And he said, Nate, but as a captain of Yahweh's hosts, am I not come?
That's right. That's why we're here. We here on the sense of YHWH. We're not here on whatever it is. We only here on what the Bible is saying. We only can tell you what the Bible says. We can't tell you what we think, what we going, what we been. We can't do that. We all gonna tell you what the Bible says. Matter of fact, did Micaiah say that, Brother Jack, did I answer? Let me get that straight. See, I had plenty of stuff prepared for today's lesson, but everything I got written down, I ain't used none of it yet. What did Micaiah say? What did Micaiah say over there in Kings and Chronicles? He made one statement. What did Micaiah say? And they came to Micaiah and said, look at, hey, Micaiah, you know, everybody happy over all the big and dirty happy. Now you come over here and you get well, then he let them bump their gum, then Micaiah made a profound statement. What did he say we can read? What did he say that we can read in the book of Kings or Second Chronicles? What did he say we can read? Can you give me a verse that we can read about Micaiah?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 22, verse number 14 reads, and Micaiah said, as Yahweh liveth, for Yahweh said unto me, that will I speak.
That's right. You see what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you like it is. We hear it. But we're going to tell you that over there, if you are descendants of the 12 tribes of Israel, that's not your rest. There's nothing going on in the land of Ham. Is your rest. Whatever you accomplish over there, that is not your rest. You were sent that way for punishment, to be a rabble rouser and doing all you're doing over there, and you're talking about some but we know we're from Southeast Africa. Let's go ahead. Let's take it out. Let me go and close it out. But y'all die as well. Let's come back and get it out for you. We'll take care of that. That's a great meal on tape. I mean, and I ain't put, and what I got written down for myself, I ain't got on it yet. Let's run to, back to Jubilees, and let's take care of Southeast Africa. Northeast Africa. That's where you from? Well, we from Northeast Africa. That where you from? Now we're going to see, can that hold up with the Bible, of Jubilees? As we come back to Ham, Cain illegally done something. What chapter was that again, that brother Yahdai Israel?
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10. Okay. He illegally done what? What did he illegally do?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 10. Verse 28, Canaan illegally takes land. Verse 28, Ham and his sons went into the land which he was to occupy, which he acquired as his portion in the land of the south. Verse 29, and Canaan saw the land of Lebanon to the river of Egypt, that it was very good. And he went not into the land of his inheritance to the west, that is to the sea. He dwelt in the land of Lebanon, eastward, westward, from the border of Jordan, and from the border of the sea. Verse number 30. Ham and his father, Cush, and Mizraim, his brother, said unto him, thou hast settled in the land which is not thine, and which did not fall to us by lot. Do not do so, for if you do so, you and your son will fall into the land. And be a curse through sedition. For by sedition you have settled, and by sedition will your family fall, and you shall be rooted out forever. Verse 31. Dwell not in the dwelling of Shem, But the Shem and his sons, did it come by their life?
Hold that point. Wait a minute, Brother Yahdai Israel. Northeast, you mean Northeast Africa? Where the children of Israel land is? It was illegally taken over by Canaan. And it's not Northeast Africa. It is the land of who?
Land of Shem.
Ain't that stuff. You mean all my life I've been seeing that that Israel is Northeast Africa. I've been hearing it all my life. I'm talking about you know. All my life, I'm putting my genetics to it. All my life I've been hearing that Israel is Northeast Africa. That is the biggest lie ever told. That is not Northeast Africa. That is the land of Shem. Shem portion starts around that area, whatever you just mentioned. You told Canaan, don't go down to Shem's land. So wherever Israel is not Northeast Africa. It is Shem's land. So you ain't came from no Northeast Africa. You came from Shem's land. That ain't got nothing to do with Africa. And Africa is not Africa, period. Let's close out, Brother Yahdai Israel, go back to 1 Chronicles 4, verse 40. It's no such thing as no Africa, Northeast Africa. So we watch the best of them bump the guns. So when you holler about some Northeast Africa, that's not the land, the name of that place. It's written right in 4 verse 40. What the name of the place? Back up at 10 verse 6. And we'll close out with that, Brother Yahdai Israel, of Genesis. See, listen, you ain't came from no Northeast Africa. What it says in 1 Chronicles 4, 40.
Book of 1 Chronicles 4, verse 40. They found fat pastures and good. The land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for they of Ham had dwelled there of old.
They of Ham have dwelled there of old. And who was the day? Genesis 10:6 in the closing statement. And who was the day? We catch you on a special edition called Thursday evening. See, time running up. You know, what I got written, I thought I had what I had, but it don't mean I ain't got nothing out. I ain't got nothing that I got written out. So, Northeast Africa, listen, that's polluted. That's Shem's land. That's a part of Shem's land. So that Northeast Africa and Africa talk, you get rid of that as far as you can. As east meets the west, is no such thing as Africa. That is not in the creation of Yahweh. He don't know nobody from Africa. Nobody. Africa is polluted by Ham. We just got to read. And they that dwell there are old, and Genesis 10:6, we get ready for it. Who is the they? Precept your Bible and read the they. 10 verse 6.
The book of Genesis 10, verse 6. The sons of Ham, Cush, Mizraim.
They is the day of old that dwelled in their father's land called Ham. When you see the word Africa, it's polluted for Ham. And who is the day? But the day name, Hamson, Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. They are the day. So if you're not from the descendants of Ham, you is not there to have your mouth going. That is not your rest. Polluted for you, Israel. You got it? Go ahead. We're going to see some improvement. We can help you. Nigeria. We can help you. Logos, we can help you. But you got to understand, we ain't on nobody's side. We on the side of YHWH. We got to tell you the truth. Take that, your Yoruba stuff, and put polluted on it. But Joseph, since you say you are sons of Ephraim, got a brother named Manasseh. They are Joseph's kids. Joseph is Israel's son. You got to call it by the father's name. Europa do not have a father. Can that name. Father Yahweh Israel, how about a closing statement behind that? Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out. See Israel, a sea royal. Great work, chief. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
Excellent. Hallelujah, qua. And the elder taking his time and read that plainly in the beginning of the broadcast. And like I say, we know when you do something plainly and you put your truth in it, certain things will come out. We don't know how it's going to come out. And it came out. But it was all set up by the elder, soundly laying the foundation for the lesson we're on right now. So I'm going to bring our elder back in and get his closing remarks before he get ready to crank up power talk. Elder, you're back on the clock for your final statement on take 26. You're on the clock. Come on. What are you saying, WCC? Seer, you think we're going to let him talk for what you just got through saying and doing? We're going to mute him. Well, you do what you want to do. It's your radio broadcast. So, Elder, we can catch you on the big one, Elder. We'll catch you on the big one, no doubt about it. And we'll ride shotgun with that, but WCC said you got an MTE on you behind what we got so far. All right, tell you what we do. We go behind the Moses. We bring the Moses in, and the Moses, they got statements in there. That's the best part of the broadcast anyway, is the Moses. See, our job is to just do what we got to do. And guess what? The mother's job is to do what they got to do. So always the mother's got something to tell you. Let me see if I find that verse. In the book of Samuel, it's in the book of Samuel. Let me see if I find that verse. It makes a final statement in the book of Samuel about something that Mother Z, it makes a statement over there, then we're going to get off of something. But it says something in the book of Samuel, Mother Z. It talks about the final statement. I know I'm struggling, but it talks about a statement in the book of in Samuel. Such person said such thing, but I've been struggling all day there, Mo. I've been struggling all day. Yes, I have. But in the statement that's written, you want to take a shot at it, Mother Mosey? Don't take a shot at what I've been struggling on. I can't tell you what I've been struggling on. So if you want to take a shot on it, if you want to take a shot at Mother Z, you're welcome to take a shot at it. Mother Z, travel y'all to God Judah. That's why I beat that scene right.
Yeah, well, there's some kisses here, Israel, of royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Mm-hmm. You want to take a shot at 20 verse 16 of Second Chronicles? You want to take a shot at that? Can you take
Second Samuel chapter 20, verse 16 or 17?
Yeah, make it 16.
Second Samuel chapter 20, verse 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
So Jehoshaphat.
And the 20th chapter, make the second Samuel. Look at the real chapter 20.
Oh, second Samuel. I mean first Samuel. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Yes,
and first Samuel.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We got plenty of time. Look down what it says in second Samuel 20, verse 16 to 17. What does it say?
Second Samuel 20, 16 and 17. Second Samuel. Chapter 20, verse 16 and 17. Then cried a wise woman, 2 Samuel, chapter 20, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16, then cried a wise woman out of the cities, having her...
No,
said I, pray you unto
Joel,
come near hither that I may speak with you. Verse 17. Mm-hmm. And when he was come near unto her, the woman said, thou Joel? And he answered, I am he. Then she said unto him, hear the words of handmaids, and he answered, I do hear.
Ain't that something? You just ain't. He said, now the same thing. Listen, the mother's on the network. All around the world, the mother's on. You got ear to hear? Hear what the mother's got to say. The most best part of the broadcast is what the mother's got to say. He said, you supposed to say, hear, hear, I'm on here. Now, mother, that's enough hype right there. So, what he's trying to say is Big Joel, Big General say, I hear, I will hear what you got to say. Same thing we saying. Best part is broadcast when the mothers come on. Hear, hear, and listen. Mother Z, you on the clock. The world listening. Come on.
I kind of really don't have anything tonight, but I'm just going to read the Song of Songs, chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to know and understand. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my Torah instruction. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Verse 4. He taught me also and said unto me, let thou mind retain my words, teach my Torah instruction, and live. Verse 5, get wisdom and get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Verse 6, forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, and she shall keep you. Verse 7. Wisdom is the patient thing. Therefore, get wisdom and with all that hidden, get understanding. You have to get understanding in how we have to get wisdom and understanding. We have to start learning the Torah instruction, and that's how we get wisdom and understanding, by learning the Torah instruction. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's right. That's how we get understanding. So we got, because Israel got a zeal for Yahweh, but not according to knowledge. Not according to knowledge, either. Because it's like I said again, when you do the research, the Europa tribe, the tribe of Ephraim, ain't nobody named Europa. So you let a man snuck a name in on you. And that's not Yahwali. You from the tribe of Joseph. Ephraim, the sons of Ephraim, you from the tribe of Joseph. That's who you from. So the ones that's over here in the Caribbeans, the tribe of Ephraim over there, and the one that you call Indians over here, no, you from the tribe of Joseph. You're an Israelite. Israel. So we only here to help. That's what I say. You got to go. You got to have the right spirit on you, and go in the Bible. And remember one thing: whatever name you call, who to follow to that name. That's the game changer. And once you get that part together, we can help you. But we're not on nobody's side. We're on the side of the Bible. See, we only on the side of the Bible. Nay, according to 5:14 of Hosea. Nay, Hosea, I'm here for Yahweh. See, we're here for Yahweh. That's all we're here for. We're not here to make friends with you. We're not here to be buddy-buddy with you. We're here to tell you just as Yahweh. That's it. So when you meet the Moses out of Camp 1, Mother E, I know Mother E got something to say to you. It's with the national order, which you hear? Which you hear the mother? This is the best part of the broadcast, when the mothers come on and go eyeball to eyeball with you on the microphone. Would you hear? We'll see. Mother E, travel Yah God Judah. Yah God bless you, that's Steve Ray.
Yah God bless you, see Israel. We'll see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yah God.
Hallelujah, Yah God, there, Mother E. Mother E. That Mother E, man, I know you heard a lot on the network. Yeah, I know you heard a lot, because you make sure you get you a ring seat. You don't come in the middle of the movie. You come in and get you a nice foundation to speak. So you heard a lot, and you ain't got to say nothing more what you heard. But whatever you want to say, the whole national audience is listening, and take your time and bring it out. Come out.
Okay. Well, what I got for the national audience tonight is talking about the first love. And I'm reading from 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 to 17. And it reads, "Brethren, I write a new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning." Verse 8, "And a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shines. He that said he is in the light and hate his brother is in darkness, even until now. Verse 10, he that loves his brother abideth in the light, and there is no darkness, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him.
verse 11. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth. He causeth the darkness has blinded his eyes. Verse 12. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Verse 13. I write unto you, your father, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, good children, because you have known the Father. Verse 14. I have written unto you, your Father, because you have known him from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Yahweh abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16. For all that is in the world, and the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of Yahweh abideth forever. So they're saying to love your brother. So if we don't love our brothers and our sisters, we are walking in darkness, being sin. So we got to love our brother and our sister in order to be walking in the light. Because if we're not doing that, we sin. And we got to understand what the Father have told us from the beginning. The fathers, our father, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, the things that they have told from the beginning, that's what we got to walk and do, the things that they have told us. And we got to not think on the things of the world. We not looking, you know, at the things of the world. Because if we are abiding and doing the things of the world, then we're not walking in the righteousness of the Father. So when we don't do the things that please the Father, when we doing everything that the world is doing and not pleasing the Father, because Israel can't do everything that the world is doing, the people in the world is doing, but some of us do. But we got to walk in the way that the Father would tell us to walk. And that's the thing that we got to do to please him. And that's the thing that we got to do to be walking in the light. Because if we in darkness, we sin. Because we don't know the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's right. We walk in darkness and we don't know the truth. I mean, okay, I'm a zillionaire. Just like you never know when your time is on the clock. And remember, we got the letter. It's plain before us exactly what's going on. And we, as our feelings ourselves, we sympathize for those. But in the same token, I still got to tell you what the Bible says. And we're going to take care of more of that as the lessons have come, because you got to hear what the Bible says, because Yahweh got no accident on what he got written, and everything he got written on his Bible, it's going to come to pass. Whatever he got written in his Bible, if it ain't happening yet, it's going to happen later. So when something jump off, then you want to run and, you know, put a bald spot in your head and everything else behind tragedy. I'm going to tell you something, see, right? What's written in this Bible is going to stand, and we're going to break down everything that's written in this Bible and tell you how it is. But like I say, the most important part of the radio broadcast that come on 6 nights a week is when the mothers get in the microphone. And when the mothers get in the microphone, which is you going to hear what the mother's saying, that's up to you. But if you hear, you receive a blessing. Not only hear and be a doer of it. Because when they speak to you, they got the same spirit. Every time. They don't have a spirit where it might be this way or that way. They're not a backbiter. They're not a murmurer. And they're not complainers. That's the sign the Bible says. So what you hear, when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, with a loud voice you say, Mother D.F. Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Jr., Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Well, I know you heard a lot and you've taken a lot of notes and all that old good stuff, and that's a great thing. But you get in that microphone and you let the world know what you got to tell them, which they hear. That's if they in the room. Now, will they hear? That's the best part of the broadcast. So, Mother of Israel, what did Almighty put on you to tell them that's got an ear to hear? You on the clock tomorrow.
Well, I want to continue on the line of genealogy, and Yahuwah only worked with the 12 tribes of Israel. I want to read on 2 Samuel chapter 7. I'm gonna skip a lot, but I'm gonna go to verse 5. Okay, and it reads, "Go and tell my servant David, thus says Yahuwah, shall you build me a temple for me to dwell in?" Verses 6, "Whereas I have not dwelt in any temple since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day, but have walked in a tent and in a tabernacle." Verses 7. "And all the place wherein I have walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word with any of the tribes of Israel whom I command to feed my people Israel, saying, why build you not me a temple of cedar?" Verses 8. "Now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus says Yahuwah of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, from following the sheep to bear rule over my people, over Israel. Verse 9, "And I was with you whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thy enemies out of your sight, and have made you a great name, like unto the name of great men that are in the earth." I'm going to skip down to verse 11. "And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused you to rest from all that enemy, also Yahuwah tells you that he will make you a temple don't know if that's temple or family. Temple, verse 12 anyway. And when the days be fulfilled and thou shalt sleep with your father, I will set up your seed after you, which shall proceed out of your bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. Some of it, but it's some more. But this is letting us know that Yahweh only deals with his people, Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Now, the mother said that, and that is the way it is. But, you know, see, when you don't understand the principle of the Bible, then you will make statements like the congregation that we are looking at. See, now what mother just said, so you know I'm going to have to piggyback off of that. See, that's why we never know what's going to come out, but we got to piggyback off of that. Because, see, right now, according to the memos that we got there, the world is in a great mourning over what occurred, and they're still in that mourning position today. But when you come up on some air, the Bible will tell you everything you need to know. When you go on your computers and you pull up a TV, a prophet TV, Joshua. Now the name of his megatube church is called the Synagogue and Emmanuel, the Church of All Nations. Of all nations. So he got a church for all nations. But see, is that about the Bible? A church for all nations? Or is it about prophets? What is it about? The Bible does not support all nations, but it do support all nations. But you have to rightly divide what you're talking about in all nations.
Yeah.
So you got to make sure you clear when you make a statement about the church is a church for all nations. And then you got to watch your company because the memo says, what we going to do now since our leader have fallen, Seer, Israel? What are we going to do? Our leader have fallen. And I said, well, we have to investigate this letter you got, and we have done so. But remember one thing. The Church of All Nations in Cape Town, Lagos, Nigeria, the sons of Ephraim, the tribe of Yehoshua. We'll get into that a little bit later. And it's going to be, like I said, again, we're going to, like I said, we're not on anybody's side. We're just going to get this the way it is according to Scripture. We're going to make sure we clearly about what Scripture say. And then the question is, what do we do next? Okay. All right, now what will happen? He said, now, Siri, what will happen is that by him falling in the mega church, his wife, Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Jocelyn, she is now the head pastor. Now, he's the head pastor now. He trained 5 men called the wise men. And these five wise men is now saying, the five wise men that was trained by the five wise men, names is this, the five wise men that prophet trained. He trained Daniel, one, John, C-H-I-M-E-L. Two, he trained a citizen of Esau, Harry. Three, he trained Racine. Four, he trained Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-H-E-R. Them the five wise men that he helped train, all five of them have a big position with him, and they have their own mega churches too. So all five of them is saying, Evelyn is the pastor now. She played a great part. She played a great part by being anything he needed, and that's the responsibility of the better half. She done her part in grand style. Now, is it right, Sarah, for her to be the pastor? See? That's what we have to leave it right there to see if it's right. But the five wise men saying one thing. Asking Sarah, is that right for her to take over being the pastor of this big man? And he trained us five wise men. And we said one thing. We ought to call it a pertain to the Bible and nothing else. The only way we can call it is from the Bible. And what we'll do, we'll get a fresh start on that tomorrow. You know, Evelyn, his wife, is the head pastor of the church now. And the five wise men, Daniel, John, Harry, Racine and Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-H-E-R. Them is the five wise men that was trained by we got to let a real cleanser. Seer, what do you think is supposed to happen? Well, like I said again, we got the letter before us, it's real plain. But one thing about it, we got to read scripture. And that's what we'll do. But we'll do that tomorrow on that. We just throw it on the table. We received a letter. We got the letter. What to do. But we got to take it from there later. All right. Let's see if we get a couple verses in before we close out. We get a verse out from Mother Eve. We'll see if we go find Mother Eve and get a verse out. That's what we do. And like I said again, we will address that tomorrow. We will address that tomorrow. That we'll do. We'll address that issue tomorrow. His wife's name is E-B-E-L-Y-N. We plainly got the letter. She is now the pastor of this mega church in Lagos, Nigeria. Is that the proper way to do it? The five wise men have been trained. Five wise men. That big talk was there, but you know what? Guess what all the answers at? It's in the Bible. And we'll take care of all that tomorrow. So let's even get a verse. Let's see if we just get a verse there, Mother. Mother, you just even give us a verse in Psalms 106, verse 1 through 4 and 8 in the closing statement. Let's see if we can get in Psalms 106, verse 1 through 4 and 8 and give me a closing statement there, Mother. We'll get at this Nigeria. We'll get at all this tomorrow, and we can deal with it. But time get away, and 3 hours is not long enough. But if you got any questions pertaining to, if you go to Pal Talk, the elder can address a few of them. No, I don't ride shotgun. I do no talking. I just listen and take notes. Mommy, Psalm 106, 1 through 4 and 8, in the closing statement, come out.
Okay, the book of Psalms, chapter 106, verse 1 through 4. and verse 8. Psalm 106, verse 1. Praise you, the Yahweh. O give thanks unto the Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Verse 2. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Yahweh? Who can show forth all his praise? Verse 3. Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Yahweh, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Verse 8. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known.
Excellent. Closing statement saying what?
Okay. I'm going to read for closing statement. It's Proverbs chapter 9. It says, wisdom has built her house. She has hewed out her seven pillars. She has killed her beast. She has mangled her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent forth her maiden. She cried unto the high places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanted understanding, she said to him, come eat of my bread and drink of my wine, which I have mingled. Forsake this foolishness and live, and go in the way of understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's it. That's excellent, Mo. That's right. So when you make a decision, make sure your decision is about not how much time you put in anything. Yahweh, I'm going with yours. Not how much time you put in something. And I understand that the wife, Evelyn, the wife, she was right there with him 100% plus. She was a hard worker. 100% behind everything he did. And that's a great thing. That's the responsibility of a better half. Whatever that better half, that man is on, and the way we got the memo, that whatever he was on, she was on. And that's great. I mean, I love to see that kind of unity in a couple. Whatever that man on, that's she on. And that's what we got. Like I said, again, we'll deal with it all tomorrow about what is the Bible decision on whatever it is. We'll deal with that tomorrow. But we understand one thing. That's a great thing, that when you do get anybody, you make sure they line up with your mind and then run real smooth, because that's what she did. Everything, everywhere he was on, she was on. Because she understood her role, and that's a great thing. No doubt about it. All righty. So let's see if we can get a verse out of Mother D.F. Israel, because that's a great thing. And that's what we teach in the Six Anointed Councils, the order of the Bible, not order based upon, well, that don't sound right to my spirit. Well, it might not sound right to your spirit, but the Bible is going to stand on whatever it is the Bible is going to say. It's not what right with your spirit. It's what the Bible says. And that's what we're going to bring to the table, you know, what the Bible's saying about everything. That we're going to bring all that to the table, what the Bible's saying in tomorrow night's lesson. So Mother D.F. Israel, let's see if we get us Let's see if we can get on some Malachi 3:3-4. And let's get that on table first. Malachi chapter 3:3-4. And then we'll get a closing statement out of you. We'll take care of all that tomorrow. But we definitely going to address it because why? We plan to receive the memos. And all we can tell you what's right and what's wrong, not our feelings. We only can tell you what the Bible's saying. So 6 and 9 camps will address the letter about where we go from now, where we go from here. We'll address that tomorrow. But Mother D of Israel, what it says in Malachi chapter 3:3-4.
Malachi chapter 3:3-4. Verse 3, and he shall sit as a refined and purified of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they might offer unto Yahweh an offering in righteousness. Verses 4. Then shall the offering of Yahdah Judah and Yahdah be pleasing unto Yahweh as in the days of old and as in former years.
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? He's saying make sure, see, when you're offering to Yahweh, make sure it's what you can read in the days of old, and you got to look at things unfolding. See, tragedies is all over the known world. But one thing about it, what's going to stand is his word. So just make sure one thing. When you make a decision, make sure the decision that you're making, the Bible supports it. Don't let your emotion have you to make a decision. Make sure the Bible supports what you're saying. And if you ever forget what you're saying, let me go back and read that verse that I said. I only quoted a verse in the Bible. So that's what I said. So give me one more, Mother D. F. Israel. Give me a Romans 8:14-16 and a closing statement. And we'll leave it like that, but we will address the what's going on in Lagos, Nigeria, the tribe of Ephraim. We will address that tomorrow. And his wife, Evelyn, is now the head pastor now. She is the head pastor right now. We'll address all that tomorrow. So Nigeria and all them places around, we will address that tomorrow. We received the letter real plainly, and we got the 5 wise men. We got the 5 wise men, and they will read their opinions tomorrow, too. So let's get that all.
8:14-16 For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of Yahweh.
See, the Spirit will bear witness. See, if we read the Bible to you, the Spirit will bear witness because if this is what the Bible says, that's the end of it. So the Spirit will bear witness of what's out you when we put some book down. If you get all antsy and get nervous, be a backbiter, murmur, complainer, we already know you don't have the Spirit of the Bible. You got a spirit of the world. Because you got to eat all this road. Mother D of Israel, take your time and give us a closing statement behind all that. Come on.
I want to read Psalm 73, verse 17. This is what we have to do. Until I went unto the temple of Yahweh, then understood I therein. So, to get the understanding, we have to go come into the temple of Yahweh for the scriptures to be opened up to us to get this understanding and what Yahweh want us to do. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua. Hallelujah, Qua.
That's right. Hallelujah, Qua. That's right. I mean, that's the Bible, wasn't it? We can sit on the side of the bay. You know, we can sit on the side of the bay and peep out the window and all that. But you never get to understand it until you do it the way the Bible. You got to always remember one thing. The Bible is, if you do the Bible the way the Bible got it written, you'll see you'll be more at ease. You'll be more in a good spot when you do the Bible. We got six locations open up, and you're welcome to come to any of the six, but to have big ears and a mouth to learn something, because everybody's trained to teach you. So like we're reading right now about the five wise men that were taught by Apostle T.B. Joshua. He taught five apostles. They call them the five wise men. The five wise men is they understand that they understand some things, and I remember even that a big dignitary spinner, when they started reading out which way things going. You know, they got excited. You know, funerals make folks get excited. You know, people's past, they get to grab stuff. They go to the house or pull stuff out this mind. I'm telling you something. That's something else. You know, when all the, you know, come down to, well, who's going to be next? And that's why we, six and a half camps, we prepare ourselves